Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as you might expect, the cattle market is a huge topic this week here at CattleCon 26 in Nashville, Tennessee. At Oklahoma State University's Daryl Peel talked with me about the current cattle cycle and the latest cattle inventory report and whether or not cow-calf producers can expect these prices to continue for the foreseeable future.
I mean, obviously, we keep pushing out the timeline here. So, you know, we could have started some herd expansion as early as 2023. Didn't happen. 2024 didn't happen. 2025 now didn't happen. And so we really haven't started the clock on the herd rebuild that will eventually put a peak in prices. You know, because the cow herd's lower now, we're not going to know for another year for sure if this is the low. There's a good chance it is. So, the short answer is we're going higher from here because we haven't saved enough heifers out of a limited feeder supply.
Again, last Friday's cattle inventory report showed the beef cow herd at 27.6 million head, or down by 1%. Well, the number of milk cows in the United States actually increased 2% and now sits at 9.57 million head. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.